Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. You ready to kick off the 9 o'clock hour? We got a special guest.
This is unbelievable.
We got a special guest.
Look at that.
If you're getting ready to kick off the regular season,
That
the preseason stuff's all done, it's time to bring in Dan Marino.
Wow.
With the Miami Dolphins.
He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline?
Dan, good morning. How you doing, man?
Joe, Zach, what's up, guys? My favorite people in the world.
Well, me, you're talking just about me, right? You're not talking about Joe, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, I love Joe. You know that.
Oh, I do. I do.
Hey, yeah, so,
what's up, boys?
Well, we're getting ready to kick this thing off. Everybody wondering, you've been around it. What do you think about this 53-man roster, especially with all the young players getting ready to start and get a chance to play? Your thoughts on this group put together?
Well, you know, I would say off the bat, yes, we have a lot of young players, and I think that they're young, talented guys that, you know, as they grow, we're going to continue to get better and better with them. I'm excited. I'm excited about the fact that, season's starting. You know, you go through all the offseason, the OTAs, you go through the summer camp and all that, and, you know, we got guys that we need to be healthy, you know, offensive line's healthy. So I'm excited to see what we have. You know, and I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Dan, of course, it all comes down to, you know, with the offensive quarterback, and Ryan's back now. And I know that Adam was super excited, you know, before he got hurt in camp last year. You've seen Ryan in camp so far. No better person to talk about that quarterback position than you. What have you seen so far from Ryan? Does he look everything like he was before he got hurt?
Yeah, I think Adam probably be better to talk about that than me, but at the same time, you love the fact that what he's been through, and now he's so excited about getting ready to play again. He's been healthy, you know, I've seen him do all the work he's done in the off season, and you know, it's there for him, and, you know, what he was able to do the year before he got hurt. Now, it's been a long time since he's really played, you know, a full NFL game, and hopefully he'll be fine with that. I think he will. There's a lot of positive things, you know, going with our group. So it's exciting.
The one guy that we're all excited about, and you've seen him in practice makes a couple of catches at every practice, are crazy, Mike Gesicki. And now didn't do much in the preseason. They didn't show much, but now for the game. What do you think, and how quickly should we expect something from this guy, Danny, from what you've seen in practices from him?
Well, you know, I would say he's a very talented guy. He's, you know, he's got a lot more talent than you ever thought about having. And, you know, you're a guy that had to push off. He can kind of get around guys and just go off and catch it. But that, you know, that's it. He's possibly, you know, and you got to remember now, we boosting all these players. I mean, this is going to be his first real NFL game now. So it's not, you know, something where don't expect him to go out there and catch 10 balls, you know, but at the same time, he could be a matchup problem, and he's looked really good in camp and made a couple plays. And I think we should be, as a group in South Florida, be excited about having him as time goes on. And he's going to be a solid player, but there's, once again, man, there's some young guys going out there to start the first game they've ever played in the NFL.
Well, Dan, let me get this straight. So Joe wasn't a red zone threat back in the day? I don't get it.
Yeah, just in the flat.
Hey, you know, he'd be a little harsh. I didn't need to be wide open.
Joe out in the jumbo package for sure because he couldn't block, and then they take him out in the four wide set because he couldn't get open.
All right, listen, Joe knows I love the stories from back in the day from the 80s, and you guys, we've had Duper, we've had Clayton, we've had Nat Moore on. Who was, because you were the guy that had to lead that huddle, outside of Dwight Stevenson, telling everyone to shut up in the huddle, which Joe's told us many a times. Duper, Clayton, Nat, which one of those guys' biggest talker in the huddle?
God, you know what? You have to say to all of them. You know, actually, Nat wasn't as much. You know, Nat would help out, you know, especially like when I was young. Like sometimes I'd screw calls up and I'm like, and Nat would go, no, it's this. And I'd say, well, okay, now, all right, that's it. On two, let's go.
Let's do what Nat said. Let's do that one instead.
Yeah. Let's do what Nat said. No, Duper and Clayton, but, you know, not as much as you guys would think. You know, they would complain and all that, but once it was time to go to business and do work, they would not as much. But at times, yeah, and then more or less it would be on the sidelines or on the field before we'd get in the huddle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. It would be before you get in the huddle. And then once you're in the huddle, they were all about business. And then if they weren't, like I said, Dwight, you know, like you said, Zach, Dwight would take care of that, and it's, you know, he didn't say much, but when he said something, you were listening.
That's exactly what Joe says all the time. Dwight wasn't a big talker.
Shut up, man.
Shut up, man.
Everybody
shut up, man.
Quiet. Yeah. Like, quiet pretty quick.
Yeah, Dwight was a badass. When he finally said it, that was the final word, man, for sure. So we had Dupe come on one day, and I was a little surprised. You know, we didn't keep track of targets back then, although those guys knew exactly how many passes were being thrown to each one of them.
Right.
Dupe tried to claim that he would get three or four passes thrown a game to him. Is that what he said? Three or four passes a game thrown to him. I call bull crap on that. Three or four?
I'm sure there were some games, but I don't know. We'd have to look that up. It had to be more than three or four, for sure.
Yeah, he was catching 1,500 yards of passes.
Yeah, he claims he would have had more stats if he threw him the ball more.
To him?
Yep.
Yeah, but that's the one thing. They're all like that. All of those guys. Forget about it. I mean, they want the ball on every play, and they'd say, oh, I was open. I'm like, well, let's see. When you go, we see the film the next day. Like, he's standing there. That's the play you were open on? The guy's standing right next to
you. You know, it is so funny because we always hear this in the NFL, and we hear it now, and we heard it before you played. There's only one football to go around, fellas, so I can't throw it to five guys at once. How did you handle that, especially when you had so many good guys in there and some of those guys wanted it? Hey, man, I'm open. Did you just kind of bust chops, like you said, or how did you treat that?
I think that's what you hit on the head is perfect. It's like there is only one ball, and there's a certain way you go with the ball. You read the coverage, you pick the situation and the matchup you want to go to, and you do it. I mean, look, there's times where they'll take receivers away from you, and you tell your receiver, hey, look, at they're double-teaming you, they're taking you away. We're going to have to go somewhere else for now until they change what they're doing. And when they change what they're doing, you're going to get the ball. And you never know when that one catch or that one play you make is going to be a play that changes the game. So that's always, you got to always have that type of mindset. Now, guys might not always agree with that, you know what I'm saying? But that's the case.
Dan Marino joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Danny, you were out a lot of the practices. What do you think about the speed of the offense this year? The new guys they added, how did the wide receiver, like just the kind of speed for that offense of Ryan Tannehill?
I think we're, as a group, as you saw in the preseason, is trying to be up-tempo. So that's a good thing, up-tempo at the line of scrimmage. And I'm sure there's times we'll slow it down too. So that's something that we've been trying to do for a couple of years. There's a lot of speed out there. There is, and there's a lot of guys that can make some plays. And it's more or less just being consistent and getting on a roll and being consistent each and every series, each and every week.
All right, Dan. Just in case we get later in the season, it's needed. How are you feeling? And you think maybe you could still get into that NFL game if you need be?
Oh God, you're asking me a question about Nutrisystem, right?
Yeah, of course I am. I know that you're doing it. You're really looking good. I'm trying to set you up there.
You are setting me up. You guys have been both on Nutrisystem, right?
That's right.
You've been on it a little bit.
Yes, I was.
I got a box of it, and let me tell you, that stuff works, man. It is unbelievable. You fall in some of the stuff. I'm looking at it. It tastes pretty good, Danny, and I'm going, can this really work?
Yeah. No, well, that's the one thing. And in the football season, too, you have to promote for men's, not only the health, but yes, because Nutrisystem does keep you healthy. Men tend to gain weight. I know, Joe, you'll probably gain some weight a little bit during the season. Because you want to have the beers, you want to go out to the local pub, watch the game.
Yeah, I got a guy that likes to go out late. I'm trying to think. A guy likes to go after dinner and have a few. Yeah, you're right. We will.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. So you tend to gain weight. But look, I've been working for Nutrisystem for 10-plus years now. It's been, it's been great for me. I've used it. And the thing about it is, Zach, it changed people's lives.
Absolutely.
It makes you realize that you can lose weight. It works. It makes you feel better. Everything in your life It's a positive thing. So, you know, and as far as men are concerned, it's, you know, if like Joe, you're a busy guy, right? You want to go play tennis all the time. Their turbo shakes, all that kind of thing.
Ooh,
that they have.
Sound good.
Yeah, does sound good. But, you know, so I've been doing it for a long time. I lost 22 pounds, man. And no, it works. And yeah, I do feel good. If you want to know, I do feel good.
You know,
yeah.
What's amazing? He loses weight faster when he goes on this Nutrisystem.
I know.
Like,
well,
I'll see him, and then I'll see him like 2 weeks later and go, dude, I don't know how you do that. Like, it's incredible.
Well, it's overtime, Joe. It's not 2 weeks. It's overtime. But then as you know, it's about maintaining weight too.
Yeah. No, it's good.
And that's why you eat the Nutrisystem in the morning, and then you go to Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza in the afternoon.
Oh yeah!
I gotta let you know, Dan. I'm a huge fan of Anthony's.
I had to throw that in there.
No, Dan, I'm glad you brought that up for this reason. Every time we talk about Anthony's here on the show, we talk about the great pizzas, the wings, the pork vinegar ribs, the salad. Every time I bring up one of my favorites, the eggplant Marino, this guy sitting next to me shuts me up because it's got your name in it. Like, I just want to let you know that he hasn't told you.
He eats a tuna sandwich when he goes there. He doesn't even eat his own eggplant. Everybody loves the eggplant. But he doesn't eat it.
He says he doesn't like promoting the eggplant Marino.
Yeah.
I over the year, I don't eat as much as I used to, but it is very good.
Hey, Danny. So what's the best way to go about getting Nutrisystem, getting all set up?
So if I was going to get set up on the Nutrisystem, I'd go online and look at Nutrisystem.com. The best thing about it is you go online, you order your food, they've sent it right to the door. Ooh. You know, so especially for men. So it makes it easy because, you know, we're dumb guys. And,
yep.
You know, we just, you know, eat the stuff that they put, you know, in front of you and you'll lose weight.
My man, always good talking to you.
Great talking to you, Dan.
Yeah. And,
what else is up? Everything good?
Yeah, we're good. We've just been sitting in here talking and BSing about all kinds of crazy stuff going on and getting the season started with Tennessee and all these 1 o'clock games and how important it is to get off to a good start. Right. Yeah, it's great, man. It's going to be fun. So anyway, thanks, buddy.
See you guys.
Appreciate it, Danny.
All right,
man.
You got
See you guys.
Dan Marino joining us here.